Can you imagine listening to a song that was comprised only of drums? Or just drums and bass? Without something over top, it just seems incomplete. That would be like, well, listening to radio with no alternative or community programming. That's why you have it tuned to 99.1 FM, CJAM, redefining radio in Windsor and Detroit. And listen online at cjam.ca. The opinions and views in the following program are those of the hosts and their guests and do not necessarily reflect the views of CJAM FM.
It's that time. Wake up, Windsor. Wake up, Detroit. It's time for Big JD and Lippo in the morning. And here they are, your hosts, Big JD and Lippo.
You're listening to The Morning Show.
I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
Hence, Big JD and Lippo in the morning.
That's right.
That's the show you're listening to on CJAM. Glad to be with you this morning. How are you this
morning?
At
8 a.m.
Big JD. 8 a.m. is a great time.
That's right.
To be sipping your coffee and maybe having a bagel or a muffin or something.
Ooh, yeah. A little muffin in the morning.
Muffin in the morning. Nothing like it. Have you ever heard of an caramel apple bagel?
Oh. Caramel apple bagel. Oh, isn't that something like newer at Timmy's?
Yeah. Yeah. I tried one this morning.
Caramel apple bagel.
On the way into the studio.
Okay. I want to say that I may have had it, unless I'm thinking of the French toast bagel or something. They have like some kind of a cinnamon French toast bagel as
this
well.
This has nothing to do with cinnamon at all.
No way.
No, it's a sweet and apple and lots of whole grains.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, whole grains are bad for you now.
Why? What's the matter with them?
Well, that's the whole thing now. Wheat and grains and all that's not good for you anymore.
I don't believe you.
Well, that's what they say.
Who
it's
are
all
they?
Man-made stuff.
Oh, because it's all GMO.
Yeah.
Is that the deal?
Hey, GMO.
Hey, GMO.
That sounds like something else.
No, is that why it's no good for you? Because everything is GMO now?
I don't know. We've done shows on that in the past.
We have a show on GMO, yes.
Okay, there you go. That's why.
It's a genetically modified.
Yeah, somehow. It's not in our natural diet. At some point, we made wheat.
Well, the way wheat is today, yeah, it's definitely been...
The way wheat is today is not the way wheat was yesterday.
Yes, it is. It's the same as yesterday. But maybe 50 years ago,
there's
not so much.
A new show in here somewhere. You ready to pull out Evernote?
Ready to pull out the Evernote. What's the show about?
I don't know. Note-taking apps.
No, seriously.
No,
what were you thinking of when
no,
you said
I don't know. I'm just saying that it sounds like there's something coming up here.
Well, there is something coming up. We're going to be talking about all kinds of fun stuff on the show today.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All kinds. Just one thing.
Well, it's one thing that has many aspects to it. And there's songs written about
many
it.
Many colors to it.
There's many colors to it. Seven, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Is that what it is?
Seven visible colors.
It could be 14 because there's a lot of double...
Double, yes, there are double. Don't want to give away the topic. So, but how are you today anyway, BJ?
I'm doing good. Actually, just this, on that for one second, I was thinking about actually giving away the topic pre-show from now on and tell them what we're going to be talking about and then start the intro of the show. Wouldn't that be cool? Something different.
So they could tune out and they're going to be
they're
talking
not
about
tune out.
Quantum physics. What? That's going to be
you
boring.
You let today's cat out of the bag.
Today's cat.
All on Einstein and...
I don't think quantum physics
I've got an Einstein. I use it for tea.
Do you? I had a... Speaking of bagels.
I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm doing very well.
We're actually taping this on Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, BJD.
Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Thank you very much.
And happy Thanksgiving to all our listeners. And remember that at Pledge Week.
Straight from the newsroom floor and the walls and the ceiling, it's time for news from around the world and sometimes out of this world from Big JD and Lippo. Let's head over to the newsroom.
What have you got for us?
I don't know what you have for what do you have for us?
I have some local Detroit news for us this morning. Mayor Dave Bing's office announcing a press conference, which is actually happening this morning. So,
okay.
And that's the morning we're recording on, which is Thanksgiving. And they're really going to have a press conference on Thanksgiving morning?
It's nothing over there. It is a holiday. It's Columbus Day over there.
Well, they're on their Columbus Day.
Nobody gets Columbus Day off, by the way.
Okay. And it's to address the scandal surrounding Police Chief Ralph L. Godbee Jr. and his, I guess, inappropriate relationship, I suppose. And GM to add 2,000 jobs in Michigan.
That sounds good.
General Motors company. And the state are expected to announce today another one for Columbus Day, that GM will create 2,000 new jobs in Michigan, beginning with up to 1,500 at a new information technology innovation center in Warren.
That's where I want to work.
Do you want to work in Warren? Do you want to work over there?
Sure, I'd love to.
Why don't you? You're American. You can do whatever you want.
Well, I wonder what kind of jobs these are.
Special thing about you.
I have worked for General Motors before.
Well, of course you have. Well, why don't you find out about this?
I should. Thanks a lot for the
information. Tell them Big JD sent you. 20 cases of meningitis reported in Michigan.
Now, how much is the case of meningitis? You need a rim shot on that one.
Yeah, okay, we'll get that in there. Number of reported cases of fungal meningitis linked to contaminated steroid.
Actually, meningitis is not a funny thing, so I'm sorry if anybody actually had it and suffered through it. I'm sorry.
But you got to look at the bright side of everything.
I try.
You know what I mean?
That's right.
You know. And it climbed to 91 Sunday, including 20 cases and 2 deaths in Michigan, according to health officials. And even with high gas prices, E85 makes little sense, with gasoline prices hovering near record highs. Many of the millions of motorists who drive so-called flex fuel vehicles are wondering when it makes sense to switch to ethanol. The answer is probably never.
It'll be never, no. It's a great idea. But sure. To make ethanol, you need corn or some other organic product. And then that product, to get it widely adopted, you need to actually get that subsidized. The government's going to subsidize that industry. And we use mostly corn to make ethanol. They do that out in Chatham. Mm-hmm. But the government then subsidizes that industry, which isn't fair to the corn farmers who actually grow corn to sell to, you know, to get eaten or to be made into other products. So it'll never work out unless we make ethanol out of something that we don't normally use a lot of. So, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And speaking of meningitis, though, I had a friend of mine who actually had meningitis when we were teenagers.
Are there a lot of meningitis? I've never been there.
Well, there's more men than women in jitis.
That's women-jitis.
That's women-jitis. No, that's women-in-jitis. Get it?
And so what are you saying?
I'm saying that it's not a awful disease. I mean, it's awful for the person who's got it, and I think you're pretty much laid up the whole time. But I think if you take care of it, make sure you catch it early.
That was popular way back when at some point. Did everybody have meningitis at some point?
And I think it's common amongst teenagers.
50s or something.
Oh, 50s. I was 60s,
gonna say. I don't know.
I don't know either.
I never had meningitis.
Neither did I.
I've had men in other places.
Have you ever had monosclerosiosis?
What?
Mono.
No, I haven't. No.
No, okay.
No.
Because that was also very...
Did you have that?
I never had it, but I know friends of mine who did when we were teenagers in high school. The kissing disease.
So what are we actually talking about on the show today?
Something that has lots of colors.
Okay.
Roy G. Biv.
Roy G. Biv.
Yeah,
okay, those are the colors. Yeah, Roy G. Biv. R O Y.
Yes, I'm glad you know how to spell Roy.
What's with the O?
Orange.
Oh, okay. I thought, yeah, I was trying to think, what's a color that starts with O? And
what's a state that starts with O?
Oregon.
Orange County?
Oh, yeah. That's not a
Choppers.
State, though.
No. But we're talking about rainbows today.
It could be a state. Oh, okay, yeah.
We've got to actually tell the people. We're talking about rainbows.
And he's got his rainbow shirt on today,
I have
by the way.
A somewhat
tie-dye.
Tie-dye, sure, yeah.
Tie-dye.
To be
back to the 50s and 60s again in the show.
Did
already.
They have tie-dyes in 50s?
I think it was like the, when was it? Oh, 60s.
60s, yeah. For sure.
I'm stuck on the 50s, 60s thing, which is a whole other show altogether.
50s and 60s?
Yeah.
Or just the 60s?
What happened in the 50s and 60s? Did you remember, I don't know if you remember, yeah, I did an interview with a guy, and I want to say his name's John. He was a Navy guy, and he was on you talking to me, talking about the 50s and 60s. It was pretty cool. Because he's a nostalgia buff, and he just knows everything about everything
of the 50s and 60s.
And so we talked about all kinds of it. We talked about hot rods, and we talked about school and education and things like that, and talked about parenting. And like just we covered the gamut of 50s and 60s. It was pretty cool.
Parenting?
Tie-dye and flower power, everything.
Wow. How long is that interview?
Yeah, parenting, because it was like things were different back then.
I'll say.
You know? How long ago? It was a while back.
Okay.
It was before, pre-CGM, I think, actually. It would be neat to do that again. But anyway, yeah, so we're talking about rainbows on the show today. And what exactly is a rainbow? Is it an illusion? It's not an illusion. It really is there. I mean, we really...
It is something that we can only see. It's nothing we can actually approach, though, because a rainbow is...
Well, that can't be true, because there's pots of golds at the end of them, isn't there?
So that's been long gone.
Guarded by leprechauns?
No.
Are there such thing as leprechauns?
No.
Okay. That's another show.
That's another leprechauns.
Irish folklore.
Irish folklore. I love it. That's tied into some kind of paganism is in there as well, I think.
Ties right into it.
But rainbows, it's not something you can actually, it doesn't have a fixed place in the sky. Like if you look at it and you...
Well, if two people look at a rainbow, it's different for both of them, actually.
It's the same for both of them.
No?
We see the same thing.
Not necessarily, because every angle, because two people can't occupy the exact same space.
Right.
Technically, you could say, yeah, they see the same thing if somebody's standing next to you, but... Every single angle that you look at those droplets of water with light hitting it is different. So no two people could actually view a rainbow in the same way.
Technically, we don't. I'm going to agree with you there. Yeah. But if you were like 20 yards in front of me and 20 yards to the right of me over there somewhere, you see the rainbow the way I see the rainbow.
Yeah, for the most part, when they're close enough together, I guess, right? Yeah.
Whereas, like, for me, you look like you're to the right of the right side of the rainbow.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're looking at it, you doesn't seem like, oh, I'm on the right side of the rainbow. You seem like you're in the middle of the rainbow.
Right.
Yeah. So, what is a rainbow, actually?
Yeah, though? Let's talk about that.
It's the light that is first refracted. No, I'm sorry. A rainbow is an optical and meteorological phenomenon, say that fast 10 times, that is caused by reflection of light in water droplets in the Earth's atmosphere, resulting in a spectrum of light appearing in the sky. It takes the form of a multicolored arc. We all knew this kind of stuff, and of course it has the colors, red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo. There's not enough indigo things in the world, I don't think.
There's not enough indigo to go around.
Apparently
there's
not.
There's not enough indigo around.
Meningitis.
In to go around.
And violet.
What?
Oh. People used to call you violet, yes. I know. Then you got the breast reduction and everything's good now. Rainbows caused by sunlight always appear in the section of sky directly opposite the sun. I'm going to say that 99% of the rainbows that I ever see are in the eastern sky. Even though the sun is in the south.
What about night rainbows?
Those are called moonbows.
Okay.
I'm serious. There's actually moonbows.
Okay, I was kidding, but they exist.
There actually is such a thing as a moonbow.
Right. You can't pull one over him.
And I know all there is to know about rainbows. And they are not multicolored. They appear white to the human eye.
Wow, okay. And there are also rainbows that are solid color, like I've seen a photograph of a red rainbow.
A red bow?
Yeah.
That's what I put on the present that I gave
you. Red bow. Isn't that the drink that brought in the air show and everything?
Red Bull.
Oh, okay. That's a bunch of Red Bull.
Okay, the rainbow is not located at a specific distance, but comes from any water droplets viewed from a certain angle relative to the sun's rays. So a rainbow is not an object. It cannot be physically approached. Indeed, it is impossible for an observer to maneuver to see a rainbow from water droplets at any angle other than the customary one of 42 degrees from the direction opposite the sun. Don't ask me why it's 42 degrees. I just assume that's just something to do with the curve of the Earth. Even if an observer sees another observer who seems under or at the end of a rainbow, the second observer will see a different rainbow further off yet. That's what I was talking to you about. So,
and just to reiterate a little on my monochrome rainbows, those are the solid single color rainbow, basically. Sometimes at sunrise or sunset, when the blues and greens have faded from the sky, you get a brilliant all red rainbow.
A rainbow.
Yeah. I've never actually seen one.
I think we live in an area that doesn't bode well for anything dramatic as far as rainbow.
Oh, but I have seen double. Bode well. I like that.
Jonathan Bodewell.
You have rainbowed.
Bode well. You haven't rainbowed well.
rain doesn't bode well for a picnic, that's for sure.
Well, no, because it's raining.
Exactly.
I want to get in really quick the fact that if you look at, apparently, and I have not seen one, I don't think, is look at a rainbow from an airplane, you see the full circle.
You're listening to Big JD and Lippo in the Morning on CJAM 99.1 FM, redefining radio in Windsor and Detroit.
Okay, to continue about the whole airplane thing.
Yeah.
Yes, from an airplane, you can see the whole circle of the rainbow. But the cool thing is that the plane's shadow is right in the center of the circle. A lot of people get confused when they see this and they think that it's a glory, which a glory is another light phenomenon. And it
what is a glory?
A glory is another observational illusion that it's like a halo.
Okay, I don't think I've seen one, but
and I think it's caused by water as well, light traveling through water. But I don't know if it has anything to do with the sun or anything like that. But I just know that it's a some
kind or the of, Father or the Holy Ghost.
Glory
to and halo.
Yes. Yeah. Maybe that's why they call it a glory, because it seems like a halo.
Right. I assume that. I didn't think it was for any of the other reason.
The phenomenon can be confused as glory, but a glory is much smaller and usually only covers from 5 to 20 degrees of a circle. Speaking of degrees, though, like
what's in the hole?
The glory.
Okay. No airplane. You don't see the airplane in.
You can.
How big is a glory?
I don't even know how, if it's even possible to see a glory from an airplane.
Okay.
I'm going to say no, but I have no idea.
If the plane flies low enough, can you see the rainbow over top of the plane? No.
That's a good question.
That would be pretty neat. I don't think so.
I don't think so either. I think it's in direct relationship to the Earth.
Sure.
And it's a 42 degrees thing. But.
Oh, it's going to be that cold?
42 degrees. No, we're talking about angles.
Right.
But it's very difficult to capture a whole rainbow using a camera in one shot because you have to have a relatively wide angle lens. The angle actually has to be 84 degrees, which is double the 42. So I'm sure they're related somehow. I'm not exactly sure how that is. But did I send you a photo of the rainbow yesterday?
Oh, you did. Yeah. It was nice.
But I didn't send
it with the iPhone.
I did take it with the iPhone. But right after that, I think I took a
panorama,
which is cool feature that they added in the new iPhone. Actually, it's in the new operating system that I think about it.
Right. You can do that with the 4GS and all that now, right?
The 4S.
3GS maybe? Or 4... No, yeah. 4, I'm getting all mixed up now with the...
Do you think the next iPhone's going to be called the iPhone 5S?
Oh, who knows?
Nobody knows. Maybe Steve knows.
Is it even going to be a big deal? We'll talk about Steve Jobs later on the show.
Are we? Why don't we talk about him right now?
Well, because we're in the middle of rainbows.
Oh, okay. Right. Okay. I thought he invented them.
Save it for Tech Talk.
Okay. Where else do you want to go with rainbows?
Well, we could talk a little bit about the folklore of the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, which dates back to old Europe, where the Irish, I guess they'll tell you that the fairies put a pot of gold at the end of each rainbow with leprechauns guarding it, as I mentioned earlier in the show, and his folklore has become part of the symbolism of St. Patrick's Day, which is March 17th, when many celebrate Irish culture and count themselves as Irish just for wearing a little of the green. Right. And is that why they wear the green? Is because of the money? It's not associated in that way, is it?
What's gold got to do with green?
Money. The green. Show me the green.
I think green is only...
What's green associated with St. Patrick's Day for?
Of the clover.
Oh, right. Yeah. Forgot about the clover.
Right.
Okay, so...
Whereas green and money, that's the only association with that is the American money is green.
Well, I guess so, but yeah. Over here in North America, we say we refer to the green as money.
Right, whereas back in those days...
Or cabbage.
Because it was green? Cabbage really isn't green, though, is it?
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, when you at first think of cabbage, you think of greens, leafy greens.
I think of getting gas when I eat cabbage.
Okay, that's another show. Gas.
Gas.
Yeah.
Sure. There's lots of gases in the air.
Well, yeah. But natural gas. Makes you feel good.
And it's odoriferous.
Ooh.
Odorific.
Is that a word?
No, it isn't. I'm making these things up as I go along.
All right.
All in the name of entertainment.
And that's what this is. And some other things about rainbows.
What about multiple rainbows? What the heck is a multiple rainbow? Or some refer to it as a double rainbow, which got really popular a couple years ago when the dude went on YouTube when he was all high on acid. And he recorded it and he went crazy about a double rainbow and he started crying and it was a meme. And then Microsoft picked him up and he did commercials for Microsoft.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Secondary rainbows are caused by a double reflection of sunlight inside the raindrops and appear at an angle of 50 to 53. And as a result, the second reflection, the colors of a secondary rainbow are inverted. So the reds face each other. So they go in the opposite direction on top of the other rainbow. Have you ever seen a double rainbow before?
I don't think I have.
I've only seen one recently.
Yeah?
Yeah. And I was at home when I saw it. It's an amazing spectacle to see, for sure.
Rainbow is quite an amazing spectacle. And for those of you that may or may not be familiar with prisms, which is something I think you learn that in school at some point, or something like that. They bring out the prism, and it's a cover of Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon has a prism on it, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
In optics, a prism is a transparent optical element with flat, polished surfaces that reflect light, and the exact angles between the surfaces depends on the application. And a traditional geometrical shape is that of a triangular prism with a triangular base and rectangular sides. And in colloquial use, prism usually refers to this type.
Yeah, I was always fascinated with prisms. The fact that a different light can come out of the other end of a piece of glass, I just thought it was cool that it's like a revealing of what light really is.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. And that's the sort of the concept of rainbows reflected light.
It's the exact same concept. Yes, light is reflected inside of a raindrop as opposed to a prism, which is, you know, a defined size.
But it's odd how it makes that shape, though. You know what I mean? And they're always the same.
Well, the arc, I think, is due to the fact that the Earth is round.
Yeah, I guess so. Because the way a prism works, it's always the same as well, I guess. And that's due to the shape of the glass, I guess. Did you ever see that done with a sphere?
No.
I wonder if that changes, like the actual shape changes the light that comes out, or does the light not come out?
That's a good question.
What happens to the light if it doesn't come out of
a spherical prism? I don't know if there is even such a thing.
And now, Morning Show Music Mayhem, a weekly tune that we think you'll dig. Brought to you by, well, by us, Big JD and Lippo in the morning.
Frank Sinatra's rendition of Over the Rainbow.
Troubles melt like lemon drops away above the chimney tops. That's where you'll find me, somewhere over the rainbow. Birds fly, birds fly over the rainbow. Why then, oh, why can't I? Behind the sun, just a step behind the rainbow. Somewhere over the rainbow, bluebirds fly, If happy little bluebirds fly beyond the rainbow, why, oh, why can't I?
Tech Talk with Big JD and Lippo, keeping you up to date with innovation, technology, gadgets, and more. Computers, TV, radio, and string and cans. We cover it all. Yeah, that's right.
So on Tech Talk today, let's start out by talking a little bit about Steve Jobs, the anniversary of his passing.
Yeah, it seems like if someone died a year later, we don't normally bring it up. But a lot of people want to know a lot of things as far as Apple is concerned. Is Apple any different? Or obviously, I know you think that it is different and it's
definitely
going in a...
I think everything looks different, sounds different, seems different, is different. I just, you know, could be coincidence and that's what you build up because of the situation, but nothing seems the same to me anymore with Apple.
You think it's going down? Or just going in a different direction?
And I can't say it's going down, but it seems less impactful and a little bit on the stagnant side. Not many changes occur. It seems like everybody's just scrambling to figure out what they're going to do now about, you know, upgrades and their direction and technology. I don't know.
Do you think that the whole brouhaha over the quality of the Maps app, it would have happened if Steve was around?
Probably not, but it'd be handled differently even if it was.
So you don't think Steve would have came out and apologized?
Would he come out and apologize?
Because Tim Cook came out, the CEO came out and apologized for Map and then went ahead and suggested other alternatives to using Apple's Maps.
Yeah, I don't know exactly what would have happened, but I think Steve would maybe have shined a little bit of light on the subject, you know?
His distortion field would have been in full blossom.
Yeah. He would have, he would have probably cracked some jokes about it more than anything.
You're probably right.
You know what
His
I mean?
Own snarky little remarks.
Yeah, he has a way of doing that that's, you know, makes you just kind of chuckle. He's got a witty, comical personality sometimes. You know what I mean?
Yes, he did have that. Yeah, like the antenna gate thing when he said, "You're just holding it wrong."
And now it's time for Quotes and Quips.
This week on Quotes and Quips, I thought this was kind of neat.
It's rainbow related, right?
It's rainbow related, and it's from Dolly Parton.
Okay.
And she says, "The way I see it, if you want the rainbow, you got to put up with the rain."
That's very...
So what's she saying
she's
there,
a very positive person, obviously. She had her share of heartache and heartbreak and all that kind of stuff. But, of course, if you want the good stuff, which is, you know, the rainbow...
Yeah.
Can equate that to a whole bunch of good stuff.
You have to put up with the bad stuff.
Yeah, and we just had a show on rain. And
right, we did, yeah.
And we made rain out to be the bad thing. That's what she's saying. Like, the rain is kind of like the boo-hoo, tears crying, my heart's breaking kind of thing. But
sure, and I've heard that a number of ways. I mean, like, you have to go through, like you say, the bad things, but you have to go through the bad times too. You know, remember the good times kind of thing, or
to remember the good times.
Yeah.
Or you have to go get through some bad times to get to the good times.
And speaking of good times,
the good times are over. So we'll see you again next week.
See ya.
We hope you have a great day and be sure to join us here next week. Same time, same place for Big JD and Lippo in the morning.
The opinions and views in the preceding program were those of the hosts and their guests, and do not necessarily reflect the views of CJM FM.